time now for Swiss Up with Dario. Hello, Dario.
Hello, Mark.
Now, Dario, of course, it's timely bit today we're doing because we're going to take a look ahead to the upcoming elections in Geneva. Now, this coming Sunday, 2nd of April, voters will be asked to the polls to elect the cantonal parliament, the Grand Conseil, and its government, the so-called Conseil d'État. So what can we expect for this election, Dario? So what are we looking at?
Well, the outcome this time around seems to be particularly open because there is a multiplication of party lists, and that means that some parties might get ejected from the cantonal parliament altogether, and some new ones might be represented for the first time.
Okay, so how's that happening?
You see, to be allowed seats in the Grand Conseil, a party has to raffle at least 7% of the total votes cast. If it doesn't reach that limit, there are no seats at all for that party. And out of the 7 parties currently represented, only 3 are sure to reach that limit once again. Those are the right-wing Liberals, the Social Democrats, and the Green Party.
Okay, so what about the others then? These are going to be some names that people might be familiar with that now won't be in the Geneva government and parliament, as it were.
Yes, of course, this all depends on the upcoming votes. But for those who aren't sure to be back in the parliament, a lot is at stake. The far left, for example, that was at just below 8% 5 years ago, has since split into 2 competing lists, which diminishes the probability of either of them to reach the necessary 7% to be represented. The far-right Swiss People's Party was just over 7% last time around, and it's likely going to be a close call again for them this time around. As for the Center Party, they reached a comfortable 10% of votes at the last elections, but competition in the political center is getting fiercer with the ever-stronger Green Liberals and a multitude of micro-parties that have emerged recently in that space of the political center.
Okay, so is there any, with all that complication, is there anyone willing to, let's say, pin their predictions to the mast and say this is what's likely to happen?
Well, there is a representative poll commissioned by the newspaper Blick that was published about a month ago, and that one had a surprising result. It predicted that the anti-frontalier party Mouvement Citoyen Genevois to get the best score with 13% of the votes, closely followed by the right-wing Liberals. It also predicts that the far left and the center party could be ejected from the Grand Conseil, the latter being replaced by the Green Liberals, who would access the cantonal parliament for the first time. Overall, this would mean a shift to the right for the legislative branch, but of course, polls should always be considered with caution. The error margin of that poll is 3.2%, and it was made a month ago, and 14% of the participants were still undecided. So yes, this is not all a done deal yet.
Right. I mean, I think some people might be surprised that that's the only, the best poll you've got to work with, frankly.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
Okay, so there's no other polls around. So it's all going to be a little bit, let's say, unknown until the results come in. But it's not just Parliament, as it were, the Grand Conseil, that people will be voting for. They're also voting for a government as well.
Yes, the first round of the election of the 7 members of the Conseil d'État or State Council also takes place on the 2nd of April. 4 of the current members are running for re-election and 3 have resigned.
So there's quite a lot at stake for this election this time around, isn't there?
Yes, and as a quick reminder, the last legislature was particularly eventful with Pierre Modet, the former head of the Department of Economics, resigning from government in 2020. 2020 after a scandal surrounding a trip he took to Abu Dhabi, a famous trip he took to Abu Dhabi. I don't know if I have to even repeat this story, but that was paid for by a crown prince of the Emirate and literally blew up in his face, this whole story. In the special election organized to replace him then, the Green Party member Fabian Fischer took his spot, thereby overturning the right-wing majority in the Geneva cantonal government.
Okay, now the political right then, it will be fighting to regain that lost majority.
Yes, but the problem is that they are very divided. The historic alliance between the Liberals and the Centre Party has not been renewed, and the Swiss People's Party is also campaigning separately, as they usually do. Meanwhile, the Greens and the Social Democrats propose a single ticket for this election and run a common campaign, which of course gives them more punch and makes it harder for the divided right to regain a seat.
Okay, now there is another element that could complicate the traditional right-wing party's attempt to regain a majority in the State Council, and it's that name again.
Yes, it's that name. He who shall not be named. Yes, yes. It is Pierre Mollet himself who reappears from the ashes, Phoenix style. Since he was ejected from the Liberal Party and later from government, he founded his own political movement called Liberty and Social Justice, and is now running a campaign to re-enter government.
Right. Actually, Pierre Mollet has always been someone that, so before this scandal was being tipped as a future federal councillor, I mean, we are talking about someone who was considered to be really on the up. And of course, this Abu Dhabi scandal really derailed that.
So he flew too close to the sun, you could say. And quite literally so.
Yes, precisely. So the thing is, though, he still has quite a lot of support. He's still quite popular, isn't he? Does he have a chance to get re-elected?
Yes, from what I gathered from politically active friends of mine and also the aforementioned poll, he has a real good chance to get re-elected despite his fall from grace after his misconduct during his previous stance as a conseiller d'état. So there might be a dose of déjà vu in the next legislature, and Geneva politics will certainly remain interesting for those who are interested in politics.
Exactly. I can't help wondering, of course, that for his downfall, there would have been some former political friends that would have turned against him.
The whole Liberal Party, right? They ejected him. They would refuse now to collaborate with him. Right. And yet there he is as a really strong personality that some people, at least in the canton, still like very much. I mean, yep. he was popular and efficient as a member of government until his downfall. I was just
thinking that there will be some people around who will be worried about him regaining political power, because revenge is a dish best served cold, as they say.
Yes,
I can certainly see this
is going to agitate Geneva politics if he's going to be re-elected.
Okay, right, there you go. Right, Dario, many thanks for that. That was Dario there with Swiss Up. If you want to hear that episode again and others in the series, you can always go to our website, of course, which is worldradio.ch/SwissUp.